Ran Lamed Chesom at Aleph. The bottom. Omar Rava. Hilchasha Gdirta Ikala Mishma Mim Hagad the Halela. We can hear from the way that they used to say Halel. Originally, they said Halel that the Shliach Tzibur said everything, and the Shliach Tzibur answered certain things. But from the minig that we have, we can learn a lot of halachas of how the original, this is where Rashi learns, the original takana was. Even though we're doing it differently, and Tulsa says we do it differently completely, because it's all totally in minig. And one of the reasons we do it differently is because there were people then that didn't know Halel, and had to be Yotze, and Bizman Hazeh, everybody has Sidurim, so everybody can say their own Halel. But still we maintain certain things that are a throwback to what the original Minhagim were. Rashi Hilchas Agdirta Halachas Gedolos. As many halachas we can learn, Minhagim da Halela, Mimasha Anu Roim Shenagim Achshav B'Yomeinu Abate Knesios, from how we see the minig is today. Like the time of the Gemara, again, which was not exactly the way we do it today. They answered that time Halleluka twice, and not more. And then he said the whole Hallel themselves, together with the Shliach Tzibur. Right? They weren't Yotze from the Shliach Tzibur. And until Hodu, and Hodu they used to answer like we do to the Shliach Tzibur. The Chosen Korimo Ad Ona, right? And then they would read everything for themselves together with the Shliach Tzibur till Ona Hashem, V'Oni Ona Hoshia No V'Ona Atzlicha No Achrav, like we do. K'moshanu Olsi. The Einzu K'kriya Sarishonim. This was not the original minig. Shohayu Onim Halleluka called over. K'ramrinu Masnis and Dehacha V'Sota. Originally, after every the Chazan would say every pasuk, and they would answer Halleluka at as the refrain. Omar Rava, Miminik Shal Achshav, Anu Lamedim Mahu Iker Kriyas HaHalel, Kishe Tiknu Tchila. From the minig we have now, we can understand what the original minig was. L'fisha Kol Chayovim B'Kriyaso, Ve'in HaKol B'Kiyimbo. Since everybody has to read Halel, but not everybody knows how to, at least then they didn't, because they didn't have Sidurim. Tiknu Echad Kori V'Acherim Shomi. So they made it, the original takana was that one person read the Halel and everybody listened. But since these people were basically Bekiyim, and they could learn how to say Halel, they weren't not Bekiyim, so they were also Mesakin that they should say some refrain. Unlike other parts of Tefillah, that a person who's not a Baki can be Yotze without any refrain. And a Baki can't be Yotze even with a refrain. But Halel, they were makel that even a Baki could be Yotze, but he has to have a refrain. Or the refrain was in order to make it more like a Shira. V'akol only Mikzas, and they answered a little bit, the refrain. The Achshav Shekol B'nei K'siyosenu B'kiyim, the Korin also Kulo. Now everybody's a Baki, basically because we have Sidurim, right? And you read the whole thing. Afal Pikein Onim Shtei Pamim Halleluka V'Hodu L'Hashem V'Ona. Still, this is again not our minig 100, we answer twice Halleluka, and one time we answer to Hodu L'Hashem and Ona Hashem Oshiyana. Mikan Ano Yechon Lilmod Matiknu Arishonim Lanos L'misha Ein B'kiyim Ula B'kiyim. And from the various things that we retained from the original minig, we can learn what the halacha was for an Aino Baki and what it was for a Baki. Okay. So what do we do? Hu Omer Halleluka, the Hein Omrim Halleluka. The minig was that everybody kept quiet, and Tosa says the Chazan made the bracha, and then everybody made the bracha, or they made the bracha with him together. And then he would say Halleluka, and they would keep quiet, and then they would answer Halleluka. Okay, he would start the Hallel by saying Halleluka, and they would answer Halleluka. Mikan shemitzvah lanos Halleluka. So from there we can learn that the original takana was that they answered Halleluka on everything. Hu omer Halleluka avdei Hashem, v'hein omrim Halleluka. And they had the, and then he would say the first pasuk, and they wouldn't say it. And they would answer Halleluka. And this was a hint to what the original takana was when nobody said anything, except they listened to the Chaz, and they answered Halleluka at the end of each thing. Mikan, from here we can learn, Shimhoya Godel Makroso, Ona Achrav Halleluka. Like the Shliach Tzibur, if he was saying the Hallel to be Motzi, everybody else, then at least you had to answer the refrain of Halleluka. Now Rashi learns that you said Halleluka throughout the Halo. If you were listening and being Yotze from the Chazan, so when he said, the Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim beis Yaakov mi Amloes, they would say Halleluka. And then throughout the Halo, the same thing. Tosfos learns differently, but we'll wait till we get to that part of the Gemara, the next line, and then we'll see how Tosfos learns. So Rashi learns the refrain for the entire Halel was Halleluka. Hu omer hodu l'ashem, v'hein omrim hodu l'ashem. Mikan shemitzvah lanos Rosh Perakim. However, that's till you get to a Rosh Perak. When you get to the beginning of a Perak, the beginning of the Perak, they have to say the first line of the Perak too. That's why the Chazan said, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Kilun Chasdo, and the Kahal answered, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Kilun Chasdo. Because when you got to the Rosh Perakim, there, what's it called, they had to say not just Halleluka, they had to answer the whole Pasuk. And then, according to Rashi, the next Pasuk, right, they went and said Halleluka. Right, Yomar Ni Yisrael Kilun Chasdo, Halleluka, and so on. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Tosis learns that they said the Halleluka only in the first Perek, because that was the Rosh Perek. The Rosh Perek started with Halleluka, so they said Halleluka. Masha'en Kain and all the other ones, they answered the refrain of the Rosh HaPerek. They said the whole first sentence after the Chazan, and then on each every other sentence they would answer the refrain of the first sentence, similar to what it says by Shiras Hayam. Moshe said Ashir Lashem Ki Go, right? The people answered Ashir Lashem. Then Moshe said, what's it called? Ozi v'zim raskov ahili l'shua, and they would say Ashir Lashem Ki Go. They answered the refrain of the first sentence that was said in that perek. So Tosfos said that therefore in the second perek, my B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, they would say B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim beis Yaakov me'am lo'ez, right? And after the Chazan, the first sentence, and then every sentence they would refrain that first sentence again, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, not Halleluka. Halleluka was only in the first, according to Tosfos. Itmar Nami, Omer Avchanim Barava, Mitzvah Lanos Rosh Perakim. Hu Omer Ono Hashem Hoshiyano, V'hein Omrim Ono Hashem Hoshiyano. Now, Ono Hashem Hoshiyano and Ono Hashem Hatzlichano is one pasuk. They split the pasuk in two. And they answered, Ono Hashem Hoshiyano. Why? Mikan Shim Hayakotin Makro So, Oni Makro Mashu Omer. Here we learned, here's a hint to the halacha that if it was a cotton who was being makra, even though the Chazan is not a cotton, but since we already learned the halacha of answering Rosh Perakim, why again over here? So here it's to teach me another halacha. They kept this intact that you would know that if in case it's a cotton, you have to repeat the whole thing. It's not out to Rosh Perakim, because Rosh Perakim we already did, right? One time by Hodul Hashem, to remember that in those days they used to answer Rosh Perakim. So why did they do it again? Why did we have to say, answer the whole thing that the Chazan said? We're saying it on ourselves anyway. Why repeat it? The answer is to remind us of this halacha that it was a cotton. And the Miri says a interesting word. He says that Tosfos asks, how do you split up the pasuk? You're not allowed to split up. So they only remater it to teach children. He said, since over here, lemaisa, what's it called? Either in ksuvim, you don't say such a thing. Some people say that since it was said by two people, later on, Gemara Pesachim, we learned, says that it was said by Yishai and David and the whole family. Since it was said by two people, you could split it up. But the Miri says no. They split it up, bedafka, to make it like a cotton. Since that's the way you teach a cotton, so it reminds me that when a cotton is makri, you have to repeat word for word, not just the refrain. So that's why they repeated the whole thing, Ono Hashem Hoshiyano and Ono Hashem Hatzlichano. What?
Why remind you about a cotton doctor here in the middle of Halo?
No, so they retained. It wasn't. It was when it was my mamash cotton. But why to remind over here? I don't know why dafka over here they kept that thing. But it's fine because it also has an idea of Anasha Moshiach or whatever, right? They found other reasons, but they wanted to retain it mainly to teach me this halacha. Okay, now why do we preed Anasha Matzlichana? Would be enough just on Asha Moshiach to remind me of that halach of cotton makra. Why Hatzlichana? Mikan Shimbol Lichbol Kofel. To tell me that if you want to double them up, you can double it up. Right? even in a place where it's not double. And this is a place where. Who omer baruch haba v'hein omer b'shem Hashem. This is the way, again, they used to do it in the time of the Gemara. The chazan would say baruch haba, and the people would answer b'shem Hashem. They wouldn't say baruch haba. They would just continue on b'shem Hashem. Mikan v'shomea ka'ona. Here we learn the halach of shomea ka'ona. That if you hear what the chazan said, even though you don't repeat it at all, you yotze. Shomea ka'ona. Bomine rebchia barab. Okay, let's see, still hear the Rashis. Hu omer haleluka v'hein omrim haleluka. Mikan shemitzvah lanos haleluka. Mimasha anu noagim shahamakre poseach b'haleluka v'anu shoskim. Their minig was that the chazan would say haleluka and they wouldn't say a word. V'onim achrav haleluka v'hu shosek. And then they would say haleluka when he was quiet. And then they continue on. V'ein anu maschilim likros imo kesei. Der shanu gomrim imo shar ha'alel. We don't read together with the chazan equally from the beginning of halel, but we say responsively haleluka, haleluka, and then start together. From here we learn that there used to be the refrain was haleluka. Hu omer haleluah abdi Hashem, v'heim omrim haleluka. Mikan l'misha godl makra sha'ona v'achrav haleluka. This refrain. Mimasha noagim achshav lanos od haleluka pam shniyah. Right? That, and then they would listen to the, say the first pasuk, and then they would answer haleluka after the first pasuk. So what's it called? That is a reminder of this refrain. The Shar Halal Korin Kulanimo. The rest of the Halal, the Tzibur says it together with the Shliach Tzibur. Anu lemeidim takana rishona misheino baki, o baki, ve'eno gomro, elasomech alamakre, dai olanos haleluka. A baki or an eno baki who's going to be somech on the Shliach Tzibur to say halal for him had to answer the refrain haleluka. I'll call dover v'dover. Ulefichach echziku asher b'minik hazeh lismuch b'halalu avdei Hashem alamakre v'lanos haleluka. The first pasuk of Halal, they hear from the chazan and don't say it themselves and answer haleluka before and after it. Ladash takana rishona, to remember the original takana, velo tishochach, shouldn't be forgotten completely, shemutter b'chol halal lismuch olav v'lanos haleluka l'mishenu baki. To remember that there was a time and it's possible, right, to listen to the chazan for the whole halal and just to answer the refrain haleluka after every sentence. Hu omer holdu v'hein shoskim v'yakach onim. They holdu, they answer the whole pasuk, not just haleluka. They answer holdu l'Hashem ki tov kim chazdo. Mikan shebarashay prakim tzrichim lanos rashay prakim atzman. The beginning of a perek, it's not enough to answer haleluka. You answer the whole sentence. V'lo sogi leba haleluka. U'miyu anan de gamrin en kule lo tzrichim. We don't have to do that because we're saying it ourselves. Ela shebezu echziku shelo tishochach takan rishon l'mishenu gomer. We do it anyway, even though we're saying the whole Hallel, to remember that there was a time when they didn't say the whole Hallel and they only answered Halleluka in the middle, and the beginning of Prakim they answered the whole first sentence. Hu omer ana v'heim omri machrav ana v'ein zu mirashi prakim. Ana Hashem Oshi ana is not Rashi prakim. It's the middle of Min HaMeitzer. So why do we answer? Bezeh ziku li osimin li ikr takana l'misha somech ala makre shepamim shetzorach lanos achrav kol dover v'dover shewomer. Right? That sometimes, this is to remind me that in the original takana, when they were somech on the Shliach Tzibur, sometimes it's not enough to answer haleluka. You have to answer word for word. He has to prompt you. When is that? V'hein v'hechi domi k'go misha yakotin makroso k'nisna masnisa. That's when the Shliach Tzibur was a kotin. You didn't have a Shliach Tzibur. So you had a cotton who was prompting you, then you had to say every word after him. Hu omer ano Hashem atzlichana. That's good why we have to say ano Hashem oshiyana. But why ano Hashem atzlichana? V'hein shomin v'akachonim. They hear and then they repeat it. Simin zeh zikul adash arotza lichbol asahal kofel. You could say it twice. You could double up the end of Halel, since most of Halel is doubled up anyway. If you want to continue it and double it up, you can. K'mozeh nichbal, shari shomea ka'onah, since when you heard the Hana Hashem atzlichana, you were yotzei as if you said it. Now you're saying it again, so you're doubling it up. K'dele kamon, ve'elu shomim va'onim, hari zeh kfeila. V'chol honi mikan deko'oma rova mikan lekot namakra, mikan shimbo lichbol lav davka. Du adin nomi motzi lemelef ipcha. Could have learned it the other way around, right? Me'ona hoshiyana shimbo lichbol u me'ona tzlichana lekot namakra. Israel. Right? It's a little bit answering Raphael's question. Why Dafka here? It's not Dafka. But they left all these things intact that amongst all of them you'll be able to learn out all these halachas. Who am I Baruch Haba? V'heim omrim b'shem Hashem. U'baruch Haba somchim alav. They don't say Baruch Haba. They listen to the chazan, say Baruch Haba, and they yod say Baruch Haba from the chazan. V'ein omrim lo ha'tevel sa'atzvon v'lo ha'luka. They don't answer ha'luka, and they don't answer Baruch Haba. Mikan nilmad she'ein yodea lo likros v'lo la'anos. Person doesn't know even how to answer. Im shoma v'kivin libo l'shmoa apopi shalo ona yotza. Shomea ka'ona. V'chein mispalim b'tzibur shliach tzibur omar kaddish o yehesh me rabba yishtiku b'tfilosan v'yishmu b'kavona v'harin ka'onim. Shigig marakdu sheyasu b'tfilosan. V'chein yosad rav Yehuda igon bal halachas gedolos. Person's in the middle of Shmona Esrei and he hears Kaddish or Kedusha, he can't answer. But he can be Yotze by listening to the Chazan say it, and then it's as if he answered. Tosa says, not true. Lemaisa, if you could do that, for two problems. One is, then it's a Hetzik. If Shomea's Kaona, then you're like you're answering. How can you answer in the middle? So you shouldn't listen. Bedafka not, because it's a Hetzik. Secondly, he says, if that's okay, then why does the Gemara say that you can't start Shmona Esrei if you come late, unless you'll finish before the Chazan gets to Kedusha? So you can answer Kedusha. B'chara, what's the problem? Right? Just you'll get to Kedusha, you'll stop, you'll listen, it's if you're answered. So says, maybe that's not such a good kasha, because maybe it's better to answer than to be Yotze with Shomea Ka'on. It's not mamish answering. And that's what they say with Rashi. Shomea Ka'on is not as if you said it. It's, you don't have to say it. The Shmiya takes the place of the Aniya, but it's not mamish like you said it. So a Hefzik is only where your mamish said it. But if you're Yotze with Shomea Ka'on, it's not a Hefzik. You Yotze, but it's not a Hefzik. Tosus holds Shomea Ka'on is mamish like you said it. Right? That's why one of the answers, if you hold that Shomea Ka'on is not mamish you said it. It's just that you Yotze, even though you didn't say it, why one Kohen can't say Birkas Kohanim and all the other Kohanim are Yotze with Shomea Ka'on. If Shomea Ka'on is as if you said it, then the question's a good question. Then all the other Kohanim said it. So why do they all have to say, let one Kohen say it and everybody listen? We'd be much more together, right? So one teretz is that Shomea Ka'ona just means you Yotze, but it's not like you said it in Birkas Kohanim, you have to say. Another, according to the ones that say that it is like you said it, but you have to have Kol Ram by Birkas Kohanim. It's as if you said it, but not like you said it, but Kol Ram. That's what they say also by the Aseres B'nei Haman. Why we say it in the Megillah, you Yotze Shomea Ka'ona as if you said it. But you can't be Yotze the Neshima Achas, you have to say him in one breath. But Shomea Ka'ona can't make it as if you said it in one breath. Just you said it. So therefore you have to say it yourself in one breath. What? Yeah, but fine. But if you're Shomea Ka'ona, then they're saying it, Barabbin. One's saying and everybody else is Ona Lefi their Shmia. So they're all saying it. It's mamish like they're saying it. So the answer is, there's mamish like they're saying it, but not saying it, but call Ram. Okay. Okay. If you heard and you didn't say anything, no refrain, Yotze or not. Omar lahu chachimai v'safrai v'reishi ama v'darshaya omru. The chachomim, the sofrim, the roshei am and the darshanim said, and I think the Oruch Lener, I think it's the Oruch Lener, says of Kupshav, why these people, Badavka, they wanted to say the halach of Shomea Ka'ona. Because Talmidei chachomim, usually, what's it called? Listen to other people. Isaiah Chacham Alomi Mikol Adam. So he could feel bad. He has to listen to others and not say himself. Maybe it's not as good. So he was interested in Shomea Ka'ona. Sofrim are Malamde Tinokos. They're most of the time listening to the kids, right? Not saying themselves. So they had a vested interest to say Shomea Ka'ona. The Reishe Amma are people also who direct the people, but the people do the main thing. So same thing. And Darshanim, the same thing. Oh, no. Reishi Amma, they're the ones who say, the people listen. So they have a vested interest that the people are Yotze with what they say. And the same thing with Darshanim. They're talking all the time, the people are listening. They get the schar of the people listening of Shomea Ka'ona. Okay. Amru Shoma V'lo Ona Yotze. That's Shomea Ka'ona. Itmar Nomi, Om Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Om Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Menayin l'shomea ka'olne, Dechsiv, Es, this second Komar Hashem, and he made you. Where is it? What? Yeah, okay. Kol Divrei HaSefer, Asher Kora, Melech Yehuda. Okay, so the what's it called? So the Pasuk basically is saying that that Yoshiyahu read this, the Parsha, that they found the Sefer Torah, right? So it says, V'chi Yoshiyahu Koran, Yoshiyahu didn't read it, V'alo Shofan Koran, they found the Sefer Torah, and Shofan read what was there. D'chsi V'yikoreu Shofan, L'fnei HaMelech, Elamikan L'shomea Ka'oneh. The fact that the king heard it as if he read it. Where it says, the Dilma Bosad de Koran Shofan Kore Yoshio. Well, maybe not. Maybe they both read it. Maybe first Shofan read it and then Yoshio read it again. So that's why it says it's Yoshio read it. Not because his hearing it is like reading it. Omer Avacha Bar Yaakov Lo Sokadaitach. No, you can't have a half a minute to think that Yoshio read it again. Deceiv Yan Rach Levovcha Vatikon Vatne Hashem Bishomacha Raidas Advorim Weil. You listen. Mashmi, you didn't read it. You heard it. And still it says he read it. Meaning that the hearing is like reading. B'shomacha v'lo b'koracha. Right? So memela, what's it called? Shomea ka'olne. Rashi, chachimayu k'mashmo, chachomim, v'safraya malam ditinokos, asher kora ha'melech, b'sefer shemotza chilkyo ha'kohen, mishtoi kro, b'sefer malachim. There's this Sefer Torah had been hidden away, what's it called, in the times of Achav and Menashe, what's it called? Who was the son of Achav? Yoshio's father. Yoshio's father was, in any case, whatever. So, Yoram? No. In any case, he was what's also a Rasha. And they all took out the Shemus of the Rabban Shalom and put Shemus of Avodah Zarah in the Sefer Torah. So this is the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote, which was in the Azara. They hid it away. That shouldn't mutilate the Sefer Torah. And in the time of Yoshiyahu, they found it. And it was rolled in Devarim to Yolech Hashem Es Malkecha to the Tochacha, or to the part of what's it called, Oro Raisha Sholo Yochim Es Divrei HaTorah Azos. And Yoshiyahu understood from that, it was a hint that Golus was coming unless he did something. And that's what they read the Sefer Torah, what's it called, in that was rolled to Sefer Devarim. Okay, the Apikursim say that that's when they found Sefer Devarim. Right. Until then, they didn't know of Sefer Devarim. It was a shtus, but in any case, that's the Gemara says that what happened was they found the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu by chance, and they saw it a big simen of where it was rolled to or whatever. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava Lo Lema Inish Baruch Haba V'Hodor B'Shem Hashem. Now that we say it ourselves, we don't hear from the Chazan say Baruch Haba, and we say B'Shem Hashem. But we say it ourselves, you say it all together. You shouldn't say Baruch Haba and then stop, take a breath, and then say B'Shem Hashem. Ela Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem B'Hadadi. You should say it all together. This way, what's it called, the Shem Hashem is obviously a continuation of Baruch Haba, and not Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, right, it doesn't make any sense. You're saying Shem HaShemayim for no purpose. It doesn't make any sense. Lo lema inish misha'in o acher makro so. You're not listening to a shot. You're saying the halal yourself. Lo lema baruch haba v'yinoshim v'yinosayim. Don't say baruch haba, take a breath. V'hadr b'shem Hashem. De lo kaim ma'azkora milse. Because then the Shem Hashem is not going back on the beginning of the pasuk. De le'el. Merzi kemotzi levatol. It looks like you're saying Shem Shemayim levatolah.